My, my, my. How the time flies. When you're having fun, well, I don't know. Maybe it is fun. It's fun for me, at least. You're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show. I get to talk to all sorts of important people that, well, make a difference in the world. Do you make a difference? You probably do if you're listening to Republic Broadcasting. But, you know, we all have something to learn about making a difference. I can look at people like our last guest, John Marler, and ask him how it's been, you know, the past year is fighting for, well, the United States of America, fighting for Texas. You know, specifically, he has focused a lot on Texas. But he's a heavy lifter, and I know a lot of you guys are out there are the same. Now, this hour, we have Doc Green on again. Seem to like having him on. I like to listen to him talk, and he's been talking, well, forever and all. Yesterday, it seems that he was talking an awful lot. Well, let's just bring him on. Hey, Doc Green, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, Steve O'Brien.
Man, last night I was listening to you on Farron Shope's show. And
awesome show.
It was funny because your energy level is so much different in the evening. Did you notice that?
Well, yeah. I probably sounded a little tired last night.
You had a busy day.
Yeah, I did. But it's a late night talk show. You know, who wants to hear fire and brimstone that late at night?
That's true.
One heck of a job, I'll tell you that. You were going on for 30 minutes and ended up with an hour and a half for them. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Well, it was fun. It was a really good show, and I really did enjoy doing it. And, you know, new audience, new call-ins, it was great. And to bring the Texas perspective to all the good folks out there in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's definitely different. There was you know, we get a lot of the repeat questions or repeat answers to the problem of living in this, well, corporified United States. You know, one of the questions that was posed to you last night was about how did they say it? Well, we all have to understand that Texas, the Republic of Texas, already exists, and we all need to just be free instead of, you know, acting like we need permission. And it's kind of like, yeah, but we got all these other people around here that aren't acting like they're free, and they empower the people that don't want us to be free. I liked how you handled that, but man, I get that all the time. Well, all you have to do is, you know, hold your hand up and put your leg over here, and then you're free. Is that right, Doc, or is it harder than that?
Well, you know, that's the thing. You know, and you and I both talk to these people, and they would like to pretend that's the way that it is, but we've still got to deal with all of these encumbrances. And until we do get I like the word liberty, until we do get our liberty back, we've got to deal with all of this bureaucracy, and that's why we go to the trouble of having things like we're going to do on September the 3rd up there in Austin, mm-hmm. because we've got to amass a body politic that is large enough to demand attention from our rulers, as it were, whether we like them or not, they are.
Right.
And that's why I keep doing this, because in my mind, the day that we get 10,000 people at the Capitol for one of our events, Steve O'Brien, is the day when everything turns. That's the point in time when all of a sudden the governor is calling us and saying, hey, we'd like to talk to you guys.
Right, and that's what we're working towards, and I hope you're right in that. I'm definitely on with you. You know, let's do it. Let's start pushing them. This is a definite start. You know, during one of my conversations with Farron earlier this week, we were talking about, well, events. You know, Farron and I have both, you know, tried to set events. I've set up a few events in the past, and I've had my hopes and dreams shattered, but I've gotten something special out of them, right? You know, you set your expectation, 10,000 people, Sunday, right? But all of a sudden you get XYZ, right? But you get something more. Now, I'm not really investing into this for 10,000 people. I'm seeing you as doing these events, and you're growing the possibilities. But the people that you draw are really powerful people in the fact that they communicate to people, and they're the ones that will be growing. I'm one of the attendees in this thing, and I'm going to be one of the people that are trying to create this 10,000 people, right? And I do it with words. Is that how you kind of see the whole thing?
Well, that's one of the beautiful things that you just hit on, Steve. This is the best collection of speakers we have ever been able to assemble. And as you know, I'm going to lay it out there now, for the first time ever in the last 3 years that we've been doing these events, we're going to have three of the biggies. We're going to have the Republic of Texas people, headed by John Jarnicki, and he's going to be on the platform. We are going to have the Freedom Texas people, and Tommy Attaway will be speaking for them. And we're going to have the Texas Nationalist Movement, the TNM, headed by Daniel Miller. And Nate Smith, one of their major guys, is coming to this event. This has never happened, Steve, where we've got all three of these somewhat competitive groups coming together as one to reach for the same brass ring, which is Texas independence. And I'm excited about that.
Oh, I'm totally excited. And, you know, another question is, is this the point in time where we all sing Kumbaya together and say we're all going to work? No, not necessarily. But it's the first time that we have to start somewhere. And it's incredible that you didn't even start this thing with that focus and intent. I know that you and I have talked about this before. How do we actually get this to happen? But you just set up a thing, and they appeared somehow out of the blue. What was your original intent on this thing? Because it sure has grown into a thing of its own.
Well, the original intent for this particular event was, like all of the others, was to draw as many people as possible. We try to make it fun. That's why we're having live music. The Green Brothers Band will be playing. Yeah, we're going to mention it. And the Green Brothers Band is going to be playing. And because we want to have a party atmosphere. And it is Labor Day weekend. We want families to bring their kids and bring their ice chest and their folding chairs. We're going to be on the lawn for the first time, on the east lawn, under the trees. It's going to be a great time. And so the initial intent was just to get out there and be there and get as many people on board with us as we could. And then, as we started doing this, all of a sudden we started getting more interest. And Jeff Staggs has just done a magnificent job of pulling together these people. A poor guy's worked his rear end off just trying to make this happen. And the next thing you know, all of a sudden, we do have, I mean, Republic of Texas has participated with us in events before. Freedom Texas has been there pretty much since the beginning. And now, the Texas Nationalist Movement, I mean, Daniel Miller, whether you like him or not, the guy's got an international name. I mean, when Brexit was happening, they were calling, BBC was calling Daniel Miller to get his opinion. To be able to have Texas Nationalist Movement up there with the Republic of Texas people, with the FreedomTexas.org people, and all of us, once again, working toward the same goal. We have different approaches, we have different ideas, but we're all working for the same thing. And to finally be coming together, maybe not singing Kumbaya, as you said, but to be coming together for a meeting at the first time and expressing our ideas, it's a very exciting thing. And I can't wait for this event. I think it's going to be the best one we've had yet. And we've had some good ones, Steve. I mean, you've been to several of them.
Right. Hey, a couple things. But Jeff Staggs, he was part of the Red River thing as well. Wasn't that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we had him on the show right after the Red River thing. So he was one of the ones doing the heavy lifting and getting this show, you know, booking the people and doing whatnot.
Well, to be fair, you know, Jeff Staggs, the guy that really kicked this thing off, and you know, and then he called me and said, "Hey, man, would you help?" And look, I don't know about you, Steve, but I think you're like me in this respect. When we see somebody that's willing to get out there and put their name on it and put their life on the line, so to speak, and spend their own money and their own time to do this, everybody is looking for a leader. And I see a guy like that that's going to do it, it makes me want to help.
I always think about that leaders and followers thing, or get out of the way. But, you know, in this movement, we've got a heck of a lot of people that think of themselves as leaders, or feel they are leaders in their own lives. We're independent people, right? We set our own course. But we do need to get behind other people when we see the opportunity to enhance our goal. Our goal is freedom and liberty. In our case, you know, here in Texas, we're for Texas independence. Nothing bad to say about the rest of the United States, except maybe the occupying forces, right? But we want to restore a republic. And this is a path to do that. And we're moving, we've moved the ball. But the thing is, going forward, that's going to be kind of tough. I've been getting a few kickback emails on, you know, yada, yada, and that's really funny. And I really don't care, folks, to a certain extent, as long as everybody's for freedom and liberty. That's kind of the important thing. Hey, Doc Krupa has been just like the mouse in the closet. Where are you going? Are you swimming in your mind, or are you just letting us talk?
No, you guys are doing great. Welcome, Doc Green impersonator. always good to have you here impersonating the great Doc Green. I think
right.
You guys said it well, is the choir is growing. It used to be you felt like you were only talking to the choir, and we keep plugging along trying to talk about history and today's events, and the choir seems to be growing larger and larger. And I think more and more people are getting involved because they're listening to the radio and they see events like this coming up and it interests them, and they want to take an interest in bringing this country, if nothing else, seeing Texas be independent and going back to a much better time.
Indeed. And, of course, Doc Krupa, I didn't even know you were there. I didn't tune in early this morning. So it's good to hear your voice. And Doc Krupa is a for real doctor, by the way. And I got to make an appointment to come see you this week. Get my neck straightened out again.
Always a pleasure to take care of you, my friend.
He's one of the best. If you're anywhere in the Houston area, look him up.
Yeah, definitely. Well, this event is very important to me. One thing, I always know that I have a couple folks here in Fredericksburg that will stand by me, that what I can call, you know, friends, allies, whatnot. Alan Crutcher, he's one of those. John Jarnicky, he's another one of those people. They kind of have ethics. But this time, this event, I've gotten more phone calls or emails and Skypes and whatever, however they want to talk, and they say, "Are you going? How are you getting there? I want to go." And I'm like, "Well, how are you interested? How'd you hear about it?" And yes, let's do it. And I just want to, and I'm going to do this for a little bit and probably the rest of the show, we're going to try to convince you, if you're in Texas, that it's very important to go. The people that will be there, hey, we'll play the clip at the bottom of the hour. Let me dig that up, and then I'll send it over to Sam. But tell us about the speakers besides, you know, Nate. And, well, just give me a lineup real quick.
Well, we've got Shalise Finicum, for instance, coming to speak. And I think most of your listeners are probably aware of what happened to her father, LaVoy. And LaVoy Finicum, to set the record straight, has realized that the federal government is overstepping its bounds, and they were violating Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, which says the federal government's not allowed to own any land except land they build, where they're going to build a fort, where they're going to put in a seaport, where they're going to have an armory, an arsenal. That's the only land the Constitution allows the federal government to own. There is no clause or codicil or any other type of permission in there to have a national park or to have a wildlife refuge. And, of course, some people would say, but I like national parks. Well, it doesn't matter. If you're breaking the law, you are breaking the law. And Teddy Roosevelt broke the law, but he was not rebuked, and he should have been. So we have Lavoy Finicum out here trying to explain that this is wrong. The federal government cannot own this land. And he was exercising his First Amendment right when the government gunned him down. 9 shots from government contractors in an unarmed man who was on his way to see the sheriff. And they wanted to make sure that that meeting did not take place.
Matt,
so she's going to be there. And,
yeah,
and
before we move on to that, you know, let me just ask you this. Have you had a conversation with her? Have you had her? Where's her head?
I have not had a conversation with her. In fact, I'm hoping to get her on my show this week. And we've only met one time, and it was briefly. So I've not really had a chance to really talk to her. But, I mean, the woman is an amazing woman. And I don't even know, you know, if something like that had happened to my father, I don't even know if you'd be able to get me out of the house.
And I just wonder about these traumatic events. You know, Finicum was gunned down, and then his footage was out there, and over again, you see your father shot down. Where does that put your head? I know here in Texas, when I moved here, I started bumping into people that knew survivors from the Waco incident, you know, years ago. And it's kind of like, well, where are their heads? You know, they were sitting there, young kids, when they were part of the Branch Davidians, managed to escape, and now they lead totally different lives, and they don't focus on anything. Well, I don't know where they're at. They won't talk about it. It's kind of curious to me. Have you ever had...
No, they won't. And, in fact, I had one young lady on my show to talk about her new book, and she instructed me because her father was one of the people that was killed. And she instructed me that to not go there, not going to talk about it.
And it's sad because, well, the general narrative is they were a bunch of religious kooks and they had to be burned and smoked and, you know, broiled.
Geez.
Well, that's kind of the narrative, isn't it, Doc? Did I get that wrong?
Well, that is the narrative. That's exactly the narrative. But once again, can we go back to the First Amendment, which guarantees freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, all of those. And then these guys also were working with a firearms manufacturer, and that was their job, that was their livelihood, creating weapons and modifying weapons under license of the federal government. So the whole narrative was these guys were horrible, they were religious kooks, and they had guns.
Right, and then we get the difference between the truth and the narrative, right? And the truth is really, well, it's out there. You know, I've heard an awful lot about Waco that goes against the government narrative of when they were trying to, you know, push down all these people that didn't like their control. You know, we had the Republic of Texas Fort Hood thing that went on, and that's kind of similar. That was during the days that they were, you know, going after groups that were against their control.
Coincidentally, there's a common thread in those items. One of them was the governor of Texas, Ma Richards, as I like to call her, Ann Richards, a horrible, despicable woman. Her daughter now heads up Planned Infanticide. And then we had Janet Reno.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the common thread. These are tyrants. These are anti-liberty, horrible, despicable, murderous people. And they would do anything to maintain their grip.
Right.
Because what about those people? I mean, in the Davis Mountains incident, these are just simply people that said, hey, the Texas Constitution says that if the government restricts your right in any way, that then we have to secede. We have to abolish that form of government. And they honestly believed that guaranteed them some constitutional rights. And the federal government was right there with the able assistance of our governor, Ma Richards, to stamp that thought out. The very idea that you have any rights. Just shut up, I'll kill you.
Hey, hang on, folks. That's the music. We'll be right back. Short segment coming up. The amazing Doc Green is on the line, Republic of Texas Radio.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Sunday morning, Republic of Texas Radio. Amazing Doc Green is our guest this hour, and we're talking about Texas again. Yeah, this is the Republic of Texas Radio show. That's what we like to talk about and the world around us. We were just talking about a couple points of time or, you know, in the past, and it was Texas history. It was Richard McLaren and the Republic of Texas back in the 90s, and, well, the government not liking what he was doing. They don't like people that want freedom and independence, and, Waco. We talked a little bit about, this individual, her name is Janet Reno, and all the atrocities that she's actually, placed on the people of the world. Man, it's a scary
thing.
Even
Bill Clinton said Janet Reno was his worst mistake. Bill Clinton actually uttered those words.
You know what that means, Doc? You know what that means? That means that she's going to be in the Clinton administration because they always do what they say that they're, you know, that's, she's going to be there. So we have more hell to deal with if that happens. And that's one of the reasons that we're going to be doing this thing on September 3rd, because when that happens, and I'm an optimist, right? I would love to see somebody get into the corporate United States government and start reversing some of these things. But part of me, I'm a realist that this thing has gone too far. They've got Hillary Clinton, who can't even make, well, she can't even campaign. She campaigns by showing up once in a while and just says a couple platitudes.
Well, yeah, her health will not support it. And I don't know if you heard, but one of the doctors on CNN that's got his own show, he mentioned that he was very concerned about her health. And what do you know? They canceled the show the next day. That was it. You're done.
But it doesn't matter, Doc, you know, in the corporate United States or in the controlled media, they're going to sit there and give you the narrative. What is it really? What difference does it make if she's a dead person, right? She can still run the U.S., you know.
Is there a movie about that, Dave, or something?
There was. It was Dave. And, well, yeah, interesting.
Man. Well, for the record, you got a commercial. I am not moving to Panama, and I don't think Doc Krupa's moving to Panama either. Is that right, Doc Krupa?
No, sir. Not unless they're going to give me an awful lot of money to come visit.
You know,
one thing, I don't even think you can carry a weapon in Panama legally. That would be a real problem for me.
Yeah, I have some links down to Panama, but when I moved from California trying to get to Montana and ended up in Texas, I met people
map.
That, huh, Alan?
Map.
Okay, I met some people that moved down to Panama and have made a success of it. I had to think long and hard where I wanted to be because, you know, I could have went down to Panama and said, well, run down there. But the question ends up being, well, are you running? At least for me, it's like, well, are you running away from the tyranny? Is it survivable down there in Panama? Because you are going to be just a little bit of a small group. And for me, the answer ended up being no. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to stand and I'm going to fight. I don't like using the word fight, but I will stand for Texas. You know, I'll stand for the United States too if they stand for themselves.
Well, the day may come when we have to fight. Right now, we're trying to do this with ballots and with words. And it's moving things somewhat in the right direction. Donald Trump excites me. I think that if Donald Trump somehow managed to get elected and survive, it might give us another 2 years to get all of this stuff worked out for Texas independence. But I'm encouraging everyone listening to the show today, Steve O'Brien, do not take your eye off the ball. The prize in the sky is Texas independence, and we have to continue to work toward that no matter who gets elected as president. But there was that recent poll that said if Hillary got elected, 60% of Texans would be for independence at that point.
I know. And so then what do? Root for a prolonged period? And actually, I am kind of rooting for that. The crowning of Donald Trump. Yes, I want to see some of the restrictions on us humans that are living here. I want those taken away. I want to start, you know, being able to operate as individuals again, and I do see some hope there. I don't know if it's too big of a task for one person up there to do. I don't know. They're all trained monkeys, and that's the break.
Politics has not been planned.
Okay. Republic of Texas Radio, we'll be back. Long segment coming up. Amazing Doc Green is with us. Hang on.
Give us time to realize.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Really, so much to be said. And the music goes on and on. So should you. Last hour we had John Marler on, and John Marler was telling us a lot about Agenda 21 and his travels through Texas, telling people about the dangers. And one of the things that he said, and I want to direct this at you, Doc, one of the things that he said is during his time, he's found out all these administrators are being told that don't worry about the agitators, the ones that want to tell you the world around you are different. They tell this to the city council members and to the governors. They'll be gone in 30 days. That's how they measure the life of the activist. Do you see that in your travels? 30 days is the average for somebody to be pissed off?
Well, unfortunately, yeah, that's the history. That's what we see. And people come and go. I mean, it's just like, you know, some of these events, we have people that show up for one event, we never see them again. Some people show up for two events, we never see them again. But then on the other hand, the last few events that we've had, I'm starting to see really more than 100 regulars now that come to these events every time. And when you're getting over 100, you know, consistent attendees at these events and participants, I feel like that we are making headway, and we're finally perhaps reaching a point in history, and some of the stuff you cover here, Steve, is the reasons for that. But I think enough people now are starting to actually get concerned about what's going on to join others. And that's what this is all about. I mean, good Lord, there must be 1,000 little groups out there that got like 20 people in them that complain about stuff. But bringing us all together as a huge group, that makes it more difficult to ignore. And, of course, Agenda 2030, as it's been renamed, is a very real threat to us. I mean, if you've ever wondered why cities like Houston and Dallas got these little toy trains, and they're talking about putting in the bullet train now between Houston and Dallas, this is all part of Agenda 2030. And almost all of these city managers have bought into this thing. And they're wasting taxpayer dollars in the belief that we are going to totally eliminate public transportation, I mean, totally eliminate private transportation. Right. And force everybody to live in these rabbit warrens, and that'll be the end of liberty in the United States. And I'm not going to stand for that.
You know, when you run the numbers on automobiles nowadays, and, you know, the way that the governments deal with automobiles, you have to buy your conveyance, let's say, and they call it an automobile, and then you have to register it with them, and it becomes one of their assets, and then you have to insure it. It becomes, well, insurmountable, and all the good cars were crushed and destroyed several years ago, and now all these things are just new, you know, overly engineered pieces of, well, whatever.
You should play Paper Money by Ronnie Montrose on your show, because that song, even though it was written back in 1972, I think, or 73, today it is more true than it was then. Paper Money. Ronnie Montrose.
I will have a look. It sounds familiar. But, okay, back to the... I'm sorry, I moved the ball a little bit to the side. Now, the people that I met over at the Red River, they all seem to be, well... Oh, I like to use the term heavy lifters, because there are people that can come along, and there are people that can grab the people to come along. They seem to be very stable characters, and I really do expect to see all of them, if not most of them, there, plus some new ones. Jeff Staggs, wonderful job creating this event. Thank you for amplifying it. I hope I'm helping in some respect. But I don't know. What should we expect?
Well, Steve O'Brien, here's one of the cool things. Like when we did that Red River thing up in Wichita Falls, and I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the people that we've got on the platform that are speaking, and I'm saying, wow, these are some pretty good speakers. And then I look out at the audience, and there's guys like you out there and John Jarnicki out there. And I'm realizing that half of the audience, every one of them, deserves a place on that stage. We just don't have enough time for everybody. I'm realizing that the quality of people that are coming to these events is huge, and it's a big deal. And I went to Decatur on Thursday night to speak for FreedomTexas.org, and I get up there, and Tommy Attaway's there. He doesn't live in Decatur.
I know. It's like, well, let's have him speak. Come on, Tommy, you talk. Why do you want me? You know, and that's
what I said when I started my speech. I said, well, you know, I'm here and I'm supposed to talk. There's Tommy Attaway. We should probably let him take over. John Whaley was there with Freedom of Texas. He doesn't live in Decatur. Paul Kiefer, one of the founders of Freedom Texas, was there. He doesn't live in Decatur. I mean, this was amazing to see this quality of people up there, and I thank Brenda Vaughn, if she's listening, for inviting me. But we are starting to see the real heavyweights come out, and we are starting to unite, and that, to me, is the most exciting thing, is we're kind of getting rid of the Lone Ranger attitude now, and we're starting to put together a battalion. And as Tommy Attaway so famously said, nobody arrests a battalion, Steve.
Brenda Vaughn is a word that you just, well, a person that you just mentioned. And I found her incredibly exceptional, you know, before I talked to her on the interwebs and before I met her in person at the Red Rivers. And what she said to me, how she approaches her events, she's all in. The girl, she sits there and she makes flyers, she puts things in newspapers, she beats the doors, so our focus, it's like one of those incredible jewels that Freedom Texas has. And man, we need more of that. We've got all the mechanisms. We need to put them all together. I thought about contacting Brenda and seeing if she could make a flyer for this September 3rd event. But, you know, there's a lot of details that need to be done, and maybe that was a little bit too cramming it in there and this and that. But maybe in the future, we can let people do what they're great at doing, pushing for Texas independence. Do you think she'd be down for something like that?
Well, I know that Brenda has been a solid activist for a couple of years now. I've been seeing her at different events, and I just love her. I love her work ethic. And for this event we did in Decatur, she printed up 100 flyers and went and put them all out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty major effort.
Yeah, so I really would. Go ahead, Alan.
No, that wasn't me, but I will throw in, you know. Like I said, you know, not everyone is as dynamic as Doc Green is. You know, he plays in a band, he sings in the band. But people just come out. You don't have to get up on stage and speak. You don't have to talk to anyone if you don't want to. But just come out and see these people. They're good, down to earth people that show up at these things. They're not a bunch of crazies. You know, if you actually sit and talk with us, you'll feel a lot less alone out there in the world, because you're starting to see things that are going wrong, and you know they're wrong, but you don't have an avenue to, because the people you try to talk to around you think you're crazy. Come out and talk to these people and get a little more grounded in what you're seeing and what you're feeling is going on in this country, in this state.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Doc Green, so I've done a lot of, you know, broadcasting with folks in Austin, and I know they've got this huge activist thing going on, and they can put on events, but I don't have, you know, they're all doing their own thing. You know, you got the Peaceful Streets Project out there, and, you know, there's several different groups heading different directions, and it's hard to harness that energy. Did you have any boots on the ground, or Jeff Staggs, did he have any boots on the ground that was working on harnessing a lot of that energy in Austin?
Well, Jeff Staggs has been much more involved with that than I have been. And we've been trying to get some actual local people on the ground that could really do a lot about this. But like last night, I got a disturbing message from one of my listeners that he's not going to be able to make it because his father's ill. Oh. So, you know, these are the things that you hate. You know, it's heartbreaking when you realize that people can't do some of these events. But nonetheless, I'm still expecting a large event. And I wish we could get more people on board in Austin, but Leland Freeman, I know that he's an activist. He's been working at this, and he's going to be up there in Austin on the 3rd as well. And Leland's got his own radio show and his own blog. So
right. I believe Leland's broadcasting on We the People Radio Network. Well, no, it's called Logos Radio Network. He used to own Brave New Books. Isn't that the same guy?
That's the guy. Yes.
Yeah, he's a heavy lifter for sure. He's moved the whole world.
A real activist, and I'm hoping we're going to see some of the guys from Open Carry Texas up there. I'm hoping CJ will make it, and some of the guys from Lone Star Gun Rights, and you know, it's a lot of these people. We're working in different areas, working on different things, but the commonality of the mindset, liberty, Texas independence, is there in all of these groups, and so we want to bring them all together. Jeff Staggs is in a motorcycle club. He's going to be bringing a lot of his biker buddies up there. And, of course, I love bikers because they're just great people. Most of them are professionals, doctors, lawyers, what have you, and they just like to have a good time, and they are liberty-minded, Steve.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I live in Fredericksburg, and they bring their bikes in on trailers here, so I kind of like go, dude, ride your bike. But whatever, that's just me. I got to get over it. Hey, okay, September 3rd, that's the one in the barrel. What do you have, you know, in your magazine? You looking past this one? Is it too? How do you usually do these things? Do you have one in your head and, you know, one on the way?
For me, I'm not the multitasker that some of these people are, and so right now the only thing on my horizon is September 3rd, and we are going to make a huge event out of this. I'm anxious to see what we have and how many people really show up for this event, and then we will start planning the next one based on that. But you know, it's a lot of work, Steve, to do one of these events. And I've had to make two trips to Austin just to do logistics on this. And that's a very expensive thing. And the economy is so bad right now, donations are not coming in very well. So, you know, we're having to front a lot of this money out of our own pocket. I mean, to do an event like this, the cash outlay is generally somewhere around $1,500. And a lot of people don't realize that. They think you just have an event and you go. Well, yeah, some of these guys show up and they got 25 people and they got somebody with a megaphone.
Right.
Well, I suppose that's better than nothing. But they just laugh at you in Austin when you do an event like that. On the other hand, you show up, you bring a band, you bring a real PA system, and you've got hundreds of people that show up. We're getting on the radar when that happens. And anytime Jeff Staggs does an event, he tries to do it in a really high-quality fashion. And so I'm really looking forward to this event because I've been to dozens of events at the Capitol where all I had was just a megaphone, you know, and the biggest event I've been to at the Capitol was a Mexican Zumba dance done in Spanish.
Huh.
And they had 500 sweaty women up there dancing in the sun for 3 hours.
Wow.
For a Mexican Zumba dance. Where are all the Liberty people?
Well, that's a Breads and Circuses type of event, right?
Yeah, but it was in Spanish, too. I'll bet you if I'd have put on my ice cap and shouted, "Immigration," I bet you that half of them would have scattered.
Oh, my.
That's my problem.
What was that? I didn't hear that.
I said, "I'm just a racist. That's my problem."
You're right. Like the rest of the realists.
Well, I don't know. Different cultures are different cultures. And the whole thing about coming to another country is, you know, try to observe and participate. I still can't, you know, coming from a different culture, California, moving into Texas, you confuse me with your supper dinner stuff, folks. I don't get it, right? But I'm going to try to figure that out someday. But I'm, you know, that's just me. But, you know, but I'm chasing freedom and liberty. And I guess a lot of people aren't, but a lot of people are. We're going to see a lot more on that. Hey, let's play that clip. Hey, Sam, did you get that little thing that I put into Skype a little bit ago? Let me know if you got it, because I'd like to play that real quick. It's you don't have it? Okay. Yeah.
Hey, here's what I want to know. I want to know if Steve O'Brien's going to be open carrying at this event.
No. You know why? You know how much money that costs to actually get an open carry license and all the hoops and so forth? And I thought
about
that.
$200, yes.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with the, you know, the carry license, right? I don't have a problem with, well, I do.
I do too, and I confess. Yes, Doc Green did bow down and kiss the glove. And because he wanted to be able to carry his weapon. And so I did it. But I'm kind of ashamed of it, Steve, tell you the truth.
No, I you could be ashamed of it if you want to. I don't have a problem with having to do that to get that, to show freedom and liberty. That's great. But for me, it's really all about the money. I'd have to go down and I'd pay somebody $70 to train me, and I'd have to get this from that and all the fees they come up to this. And I'm going like, man, we got to eat around here. I made it through the month, and, you know, I'm able to pay my rent. I can't own. I can pay my rent, though. That's great. I keep the power on, the lights on. I keep food. And I know a lot of people are right there with me, right? And so if I look at that and I go, man, I really want to be able to do that, to support open carry or carry, you know. But, and I understand that, it, you know, in the Constitution you're already afforded the right to carry, but they don't follow the Constitution. It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, you're right. Of course, I know a number of people that aren't licensed that open carry.
Oh, yeah.
And,
okay.
You know, but they're willing to take that risk, and my hat is off to them for the simple reason that they are taking somewhat of a risk. But then on the other hand, some of those guys tell me, well, that reason I carry a weapon is because I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Okay. Hey, Sam, go ahead and play that clip real quick, and we'll
Saturday!
Saturday!
Saturday! It's time for another party.
Austin, Texas.
Saturday, September 3rd at high noon.
Join us on the east side lawn of the Capitol.
Because you deserve a day off.
And a little substance, too.
Let's party!
The Republican Party.
The Democrat Party.
The Libertarian Party.
The Constitution Party.
Border control.
BLM.
Islamic terror.
Transgender bathrooms.
School curriculum.
The Supreme Court.
The UN at the Alamo.
Governor, we would like a word. Come out and hear.
Chalice Finicum.
Daughter of Lavoie. Ernest Lee.
Founder of the Liberty Pledge.
Tommy Attaway.
Author of We Defy. Timothy Frazier.
Libertarian candidate for governor.
James Neighbors.
Founder of Overpasses for America.
Fred Schneider.
Executive Director of Overpasses for America. And Warrior Woman.
Stephanie August.
John Jarnicky.
President of the Republic of Texas. Doc Green.
RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Crystal Lee Larimore.
Publisher of the Damn Good Times.
And Jay Stanley and Sharon Darrington.
Texas Patriots for Secession. Not to mention...
great music by the Green Brothers Band.
I said not to mention that.
Saturday.
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 September 3rd on the east lawn of the Capitol at high noon.
Be there.
So check this out, guys. That clip is like about a minute, right? And
a minute and a half, I think.
Hey, we got a break. Darn it. Hang on. I'll be right back, or we will.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Okay, we're back. Hey, this is the final segment. This is the segment where I, well, I tell you the last time, the very last time that you're going to hear on this show, come to the capital of Texas in Austin on September 3rd, because next week, September 4th, it will be over. If you want to see this amazing event, you know, come on down. There's also a live stream. How do they get that live stream, Doc Green?
Well, we're going to run it on Facebook. You know, Facebook's doing this live video streaming thing now, so it'll be on Facebook. And so if you, for some reason, and it better be a good reason, we're going to be taking names. If you, for some reason, cannot make it to Austin, you will be able to experience it vicariously on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And I might throw another stream out there too, you know, just depends on whatever, because a lot of people have an affliction to Facebook, and I'm on one of my Facebook withdrawal phases at this moment, Doc, but I'm going to be there, you know. I don't know, I can only take so much, and I think the audience can only take so much pleading, and please come out to see Austin. You know, it's hard to do this, but it's important, folks. It is a historic meeting, you know, and maybe you don't understand, and maybe you do. What else do we have to cover, Doc?
Well, the reason to come to Austin is because we're having a party, and everybody loves a party. Come on up, bring your ice chest, bring your lawn chairs, bring your kids, and we're going to have a great time. That's what we're doing. We're having a party, and we just want everybody to come up and do it. It's Labor Day weekend, for crying out loud. It's going to be fun, I promise. And the Green Brothers Band will be playing. I am not going to be speaking, because I gave up my speaking slot to Nate Smith for brevity purposes. All of these speeches are going to be held to 10 minutes. It's going to be rapid fire. It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. And I'm going to do what I kind of do best. I'm going to play guitar, and I might sing a song or two. It's going to be a lot of fun, Steve.
Okay, well, we're almost near the end of the show. We got about a minute left. I just want everybody out there to, well, have peace in their heart as we march through into, well, what looks to be a dark period coming up, but there is a little bit of light, and I feel weird saying these light and dark and biggie, but it's true. You know, this is going to be a fun event, and you better have these fun events before, well, Hillary Clinton comes to office. It's time. It really, you know,
well, you're going to see things for the next 6 months you never thought possible. You guys have a front row seat to the most exciting time in history.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And hopefully these stories will be told in the future, the early days of the second coming of the Republic of Texas. But you never know. Darkness has a way of creeping in and taking over everything. And Alan said earlier, it's all been planned, folks. But maybe it hasn't. Maybe they're not all, you know, all-seeing, all-knowing, and we can catch them sideways. I guess until next time, So I guess we have 20 more seconds. I'm having a problem with my closing today, Doc. I really need to learn my show clock. You know, I apologize for that.
Steve, you do a great show, and you got a lot of listeners, and thousands of listeners. And I'm always privileged to be on your show.
Well, we're going to continue to have you on until, well, Texas independence is achieved, because I don't think you're going anywhere. I think you're pretty much, you're in it till the end, right?
I am in it to win it. I'm going to see Texas independence in my lifetime, Steve O'Brien.
I am too. Republic of Texas Radio.
Made sure that our brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. Tree of life is us, my friends. We are.
Home. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.